Very good. Yeah, I kind of like that too yourself, as like yourself with experimenting and kit building and such. I'm going to have to see about sitting down and maybe designing some of my own circuitry here, but I've done some of that before as far as, you know, PC etching and built a few kits. One of them was just for, when you're talking about apers, I had one that I used for apers from, Bionic, B-Y-O-N-I-C-S. They have something called a Tiny Track 4. And you can use that with your computer and your amateur radio for apers. And I ended up buying the kit form and putting it together, which wasn't too bad. It was pretty fun doing it, but I was like, yeah, you know, I had it all assembled, and it's like, that's kind of no fun anymore. I'm going to take it all apart and put it back together. Well, I didn't do that, but yeah, I'll have to see about doing some others here. I've got one circuit board I'd like to see about printing off myself, and then maybe to see if there's other people who might have some interest in it. It's basically just the interface, so that way you can hook up your computer to your VHF radio for other digital modes that you can use on other areas of the spectrum here. GMRS, yeah, I'm kind of hemming and hawing about that myself. Probably eventually going to see about getting another radio for that. It's going to be the same thing, too, with hemming and hawing. I don't know if I would really say I'm procrastinating on it, but just kind of taking my time as far as doing any kind of radio with, like, the GMRS or for system fusion. But I was telling a friend yesterday, I'm probably going to head down to Dayton this year, and who knows, I may return with some form of ASU system fusion radio so I can do some of these other digital codecs that I haven't done much with yet. Let's see here. There's something else you made a comment on that I was going to also reply back. Can't think of what it was here. It might have something to do with your grandfather. Well, my father was also kind of interested in kind of a lot of the same thing, too. Kit building, you know, doing soldering, and then also CBing and scanner radios. When I was younger, probably about, I don't know, 7 or 8, it was right about the time I got let out for summer vacation, and he had a small code practice oscillator, wanted me to study so we could go get our ham radio tickets, but I was like, it's summer, I'm going to go ride out, ride my bike with my friends, so I never did it, but kind of regret not doing so, but I did eventually, so. Well, presently, the other thing was that you made a comment on, and see maybe if I can respond later, but right now, I'll just turn it back to you there. W-A-R-I-T.